I recently did a photo walk series for USA Today, bringing my camera and myriad accessories to Hollywood Boulevard in Los Angeles and letting them roam to tell a story about what it's like to visit there. In other words, Travel Photography 101. I invite you to view the series at usatoday.com/travel and listen to today's episode of Talking Tech, where we explore how to best capture memories from your trip with your smartphone. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Now, for a great photo walk travel series, you want to tell a story with a beginning, middle, and end. Any camera will do, and most listeners will be using their smartphones, which is fine, except in the instances when you need an ultra close-up. Now, whether it's taking photos of your trip to Hollywood, Venice, Italy, or the Grand Canyon, every photo walk should look for the Instagram-worthy must-have images. You know, the ones that make people jealous that you're on vacation and they're not. So you could start with the Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, the Venice Canals, or a big wide shot of the canyon, and then have fun capturing the candid moments. For me, that would be a gal in a Catwoman outfit having lunch at a Mexican restaurant, a gondolier relaxing in between rides, some sign or something that screams Grand Canyon. If you've got the family, I'd get someone to hold the camera or phone for you for a big wave in front of the Welcome to Wherever sign, and be sure to close off the series with a goodbye shot as well. Again, please take a look at the photo walk gallery at usatoday.com/travel for how I did it, or check my jeffersongraham.com website for more examples. Now, let's talk tech, let's talk gear. For the Hollywood photo walk, I brought along my favorite camera, the Sony RX10 IV, two iPhones, the DJI Osmo Mobile 2 gimbal to bring a Steadicam approach to the mobile phone, two GoPro cameras, two accessory lenses for the iPhone, and I even flew a drone down low to soar along the stars of Hollywood Boulevard. I had a tripod with me for the time-lapse shots, which, if you watch any travel video, are essential. You either get the shot of people running through the streets at top speed or get to see the world change in front of your eyes. For instance, I stood in front of the Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard for one full hour for a GoPro time-lapse, watching the reflection of the sun over the theater change in hyperspeed. I also did time-lapses with the iPhone at a crosswalk, watching those thousands of people run across the street. I tried out the Moment and Sanmark accessory wide-angle lenses for the iPhone X, which were very helpful. The iPhone X has a great camera, but the main lens has a 28mm wide angle, which is good but not wide enough for certain shots. So I photographed an old souvenir shop, for instance, and with the iPhone X, I could only pick up the souv part of the word. When I added the wide lens, I got in the near as well. In my video for the photo walk, I drive up and down Hollywood Boulevard in my car, capturing all the sights from two GoPros, which were mounted to the left and right back doors with a clamp. I use the GoPro Hero 6 camera, which has built-in image stabilization for the first time in a Hero camera and has made it remarkably smooth. You can see the snippet of the drive at usatoday.com. Or for the complete drive, check out my Jefferson Graham YouTube channel. Most of you listening will prefer taking photos with your smartphone, which is fine. Who wants to lug gear like I do on a trip? I get better shots with the camera, but I understand. So smartphone users, look for the spots to make your photos memorable. In the case of Hollywood Boulevard, I found several stairways and overlooks that added amazing depth to my mobile photos just by going up a little higher. At the Hollywood and Highland Mall, which is in the heart of the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I went up to the second and third floors, where I was able to find overlooks that allowed me to gaze down the boulevard and even directly over the street. These are some of my favorite shots from the photo walk, and I got them on the iPhone. Do me a favor, everyone, and please check it out. Again, your links, usatoday.com/travel to see the gallery, read the article, and watch the main video. The Jefferson Graham YouTube channel to watch the video and see several others from the shoot in a photo walk Hollywood Boulevard playlist that I made just for you. Please write me and let me know what you think. You can find me on Twitter at Jefferson Graham, or you can email me directly, jeffersongraham@gmail.com. Where should my next photo walk be, and how can I help you with yours? I'd love to hear from you. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.